In today's Mishnah, we're in the third and fourth Mishnah, in the second parak of Masechta Shavuot. The Mishnah begins, Nitma ba'azara ve'ne'elma mimeno hatuma. So what if someone was actually in the Azara itself in the Beis HaMikdash? In other words, when he entered it, he was completely fine, it was Tahara, but it became Tameh there. Ve'ne'elma mimeno hatuma, and then he either forgot he was Tameh, but he was Ve'achur at HaMikdash, but he knew he was in a location where he wouldn't be allowed to be if he was Tameh, or ne'elma mimeno hatmikdash, or he forgot he was in such a location that it was in the Beis HaMikdash, v'zachor latuma, but he was aware that it was tameh, or he's ne'elam memeno zevazer, or he forgot both, v'ishtachava, and he bowed, or simply shahar b'chtei ishtachava, or he was in the Beis HaMikdash and he simply was there in that location for the time it would have taken for him to bow, even if he didn't bow, or he exited straight away, however, he went the long way around. Mishnah says in those situations he would be chayiv, meaning he'd have to bring this korban or levi or red once he realized he has that yediyah basof, he has this knowledge that he wasn't allowed to be where he was in that state of tumah. However, if he went out the shortest possible route as soon as he became tameh, then he would be patur, because he would have not, at that point, he would not have transgressed the aveira of being tameh in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah says, Zuhi mitzvat asei shebemikdash she'ein chayvim aleha. What's this mean? This is a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash they're not chayiv on? Well, you are chayiv on. What we're talking about here is this law that an individual, if he becomes tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and has to exit at the quickest possible route, he cannot go in a long way around. Then we say that particular detail, if the Beit Din rule that one is allowed to go the long way around, which would be, if someone did it deliberately, would be something that's punishable by karet. The Beit Din, meaning the Beit Din made a mistake in that detail, they would not be required to bring this par halem davar shesibur, this special bull the Beit Din has to bring, if they ruled incorrectly regarding a detail regarding a law or prohibition that is punishable with karet. Because, as we'll learn in Masechta Horah in much more detail, if Beit Din rule in error regarding a prohibition that's punishable by karet, but is also, if they did it by mistake, would bring a korban chatat, and there's further requirements there, which we'll learn about in Masechta Horiot, then they'd have to bring the special bull. This case is different. Why? Because if someone did this b'shogeg, as we've just learned, they went b'derech arukah, they wouldn't bring a korban chatat, they would bring this korban ole v'yored. Now, having mentioned this law from Masechta Horiot, now the reason why it was mentioned, because it was regarding this particular detail. If someone comes tameh, they're meant to go out directly, they can't go in a roundabout fashion, they have to go the most direct way out. And we just said if Beit Din made a mistake regarding that law and told people they can go the long way around, then they would not have to bring this paralim to Avashat Tzibur. Now this is almost an excerpt from, as we'll learn later in Masechta Horiot, so we'll revisit this again later. So the Mishnah now, Mishnah Dalet says, because in Horiot it says, but we have a parallel case in the laws of Nida, where the Beit Din would have to bring a par halem daval shel tzibur. So therefore the Mishnah now says, in Mishnah Dalet, Ezu hi mitzvat aseh shebenida. What is this parallel case in a Nida? Nida refers to a woman who has had her period, and prior to the flow stopping and becoming tahor, she's defined as a Nida, and she's asked to have relations, a man is not allowed to have relations with her, a husband is not allowed to have relations with wife while she's still tumat Nida. And that is also punishable by karet. What is the case within the laws of Nida, that if Beit Din make a mistake regarding it, they would, in that case, have to bring a paralim davar shetzibur, because this is something that if it's punishable by karet and by mistake, would have to bring a korban chatat. So we have to find another parallel case detail that's very similar to the case of a person taking a quick way out versus the going long way around. So here it's almost the reverse. It says, Hayamesh Hameshim Tahatahorah. If a man's having relations with his wife, and before they had relations, she was Tahorah, she wasn't a Nida yet. The Amra, and she says to him, Nitmeiti, I am a Nida. Mishnah says, Perash Miyad Chayav. If he separates from her immediately, while he is still, his private part is still engaged, or I should say excited, then we say that is punishable by karet. That is because, Mipnichi Yetzoha Nata Lo Kebiato, because simply coming out from that position, he still gets hana, he still gets pleasure from it. So what should he do in that situation, chas v'shalom? He should simply stay put, wait till his aver, his private part, relaxes, and then he separates in that situation. So this is, you can see the parallel of the previous case in terms of the route that an individual should take, but it's almost the reverse. In the case of Beis HaMikdash, someone becomes tameh while in the Beis HaMikdash, he should take the quickest route. If he goes a long way around, he's chayev karet. Here we have the opposite case, in that in the case where he's having relations and the chib says, oh, I'm a nida, if he comes out immediately, then it was parashugul baikar, bashogi, he'd have to bring a korban chatat, because he didn't know. What he should have done is almost the reverse case, meaning he should have just stayed there, stayed put, until everything was relaxed, and then separated. So the point is, if Beit Din had ruled mistakenly regarding this detail, and they said in someone faces a situation, you should separate immediately, well, we've just said that in truth, that would be punishable by karat if it's done deliberately, and if it's b'shogeg, inadvertently bring a korban chatat. Therefore, it's that detail, the Beit Din, having ruled incorrectly, would have to bring this paralem deval shetzibur. Those are Mishnah today. Now, we've touched on Masechta Horayot, and I've done it as brief as I can possibly can, but we will, in a few Masechta's time, we're in Shavuot, we've still got another four Masechta's and a full Masechta time, we will look at the laws of Harayot in far more detail. But those are the Mishnah today.